Hello and welcome to an amazing interview that you're going to be so excited to listen. So get ready, grab your notepad and pen and be ready to take fabulous notes as I share our next speaker with you. I am Jacqueline and I am the presenter for our Experts Discovery Academy. And I have with me here Heidi. Heidi Lessig is a dynamic woman I've actually known for many years through many life changes and transformations that we both have gone through that I am privileged and truly honored to be able to share her with you. So Heidi, I really want you to jump in and just give us a quick little synopsis about you and why you're sharing with us today. So our incredible, amazing people that are taking time out of their busy lives that are listening right now can understand why you're the one to take some notes on all this great information you're going to be sharing.
Sounds good, Jacqueline. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. I really appreciate it, and I'm honored to be here. Well, the reason why I'm excited to share with everybody today is, and what put me on the path to really the 10 tips that that I prepared for this, is about 7 or 8 years ago, about 8 years ago, I had really experienced some issues with my health, and after going to many different doctors and having many different tests done and getting no answers, I decided to turn to nutrition and naturopathy, more of a natural approach to the symptoms I was having, because I knew in my heart that I had these things going on, and I was really, I really felt that there was something going on, there was a reason, and definitely there was. So what I did is I basically just started eating whole foods, and I started learning about the foods that we eat, the food supply, different types of things, ingredients, reading all the ingredients on things, and learning what I should be putting in my body and what I shouldn't. And so I started living that way and had terrific results, and so that was the beginning of my journey.
I love that. It really means a lot when I get a chance to hear from people letting me know that their journey became from a personal process. It wasn't just, oh, I saw this and I thought I might try it out. There's actual energy there of what you're saying and that you can relate to it. I'm sure that that feeling of resolve that you got as you've been able to grow in your own knowledge and experience and then the impact it's had on your health is so powerful, because you're one of those people that you share health tips, but you don't push health tips. You don't make it where people feel uncomfortable if they're not following. And a lot of people that know as much as you do are kind of uncomfortable to be around if you're not following their course. And that's why I really wanted you to speak to the group, because we're focusing so much on discovering our happiness, discovering our joy, discovering what makes us so proud of who we are. And you live by example and you really walk the truth that you share. And so I love how your first comment is get enough rest. This is so crucial. So can you talk a little bit about what it means to get the right rest and eating sensibly, how that affects our own personal balance?
Sure, I can. Yeah, and thanks for saying that, Jacqueline, about how I don't push what I do. I really rather live by example. And there's so many. Everybody's so different, and everybody has such different things come up in their life that I always just encourage people to try different things, because we are all different. We're going to respond differently to different things. But these tips really can help everybody. And starting with rest. It's so important to get rest and get sleep, because as you know, if we push ourselves and we aren't, we're only getting 6 or 7, people listening probably notice that you start to get more irritable, you're short with family members, you can't function, you don't have a sustained amount of energy during the day, you start to get more stressed out, and these are all, just really related to sleep, I've heard people say before, gosh, I could get so much more done if I didn't sleep, but we're really meant to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially when we are sick, if we do get sick, we try not to, but we can prevent it. And actually, studies show that the more sleep you can get before midnight, those are the best hours to get sleep. So, 9 o'clock is pushing it, but at least during the week, we should be able to get to bed by 10, right?
That's interesting. I like that. Well, I was noticing that comment, and I thought, you know, so often we think of how much sleep, but to say that we actually should get some optimal sleep is how much we can get before the clock strikes midnight, before the new day begins, and it's about what is that for? Is that because it's dark outside? Is it just the rhythm of our bodies?
Yeah, it has something to do with the circadian rhythm, yeah, and I'm kind of blanking on the source to quote right now, but if you research that, you will find that it's scientifically proven that the way our circadian rhythm works is really by the when the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and you know, those of us in high up or low in the hemispheres, different times of the year, like summer for us, and the northern hemisphere, of course, our rhythm is based on, you know, when the sun goes down in summer, of course, it's much later.
Right.
We don't feel like going to sleep until later. But, you know, so we have that to contend with. But that's really why. It's a kind of the way our natural rhythms work and our bodies are meant to be.
That makes a lot of sense, though. So that's a good point to bring right at the beginning. And you talk about eating sensibly. You know, we hear, of course, the obvious things, but you know, bringing that forward a little bit about the power of what it means to really be sensible with what you're consuming.
Yeah, you know, basically, this gets people, because eating sensibly sounds so easy, but we're all faced with all this temptation around us all the time. And it's easy for us to say, oh, get more rest during, you know, the holidays, and eat sensibly during the holidays. So, you know, that's a deep, deep subject. And I would just say, the more you can eat foods without labels, the better. You know, so eat whole foods, and that is pretty simple. It's a lot simpler than it is easy to put into play. But if you think just eat more foods without labels, then you know you're on the start to getting someplace good. And also, I was going to mention about, if you know, holidays are coming up and parties and different stuff like that, I always say, you know, go eat something before you go. Eat some protein before you go, so you're not like starving when you get there and you eat a bunch of chips or something like that, or a bunch of sugary foods. Or take your own snacks, you know, just have some snacks available with you, and you know, take them in your purse, and then you have something to snack on that you're consciously thinking about that is, healthy and kind of gets you into a safe, satiated place before you are faced with a temptation.
You know, that is a wonderful point, because so often, especially when there's a lot of activity going on, people forget to eat. They forget to eat quality food, and if they are eating, they're kind of just quickly shoving it in their mouth because they're so distracted. And they hit the low blood sugar level. They are distracted, or they're just kind of grabbing things, especially if they're at a buffet or a potluck. It's really easy and tempting just to kind of fill up the plate, but just simple comments of eat some protein before you go, or have some nuts in your purse, it's just a little to take the edge off, and that is not as tempting, and you can make some better decisions.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. I like that. So next you talk about taking time to breathe. This has been a big thing that we brought up in all of our different interviews. Many of the different speakers have brought this up. And I like that it's being commented on a great deal more about meditation and breathing exercises. And so I'm thankful that you're going to add some more to it, because it's going to really sink into our listeners the more they keep hearing that everyone's bringing this in. So tell me a little bit about what it means to meditate and kind of pull within what you need to do to balance yourself.
Well, trying to say, you know, maybe say something new that somebody hasn't heard before. We've all heard this, but it's kind of funny how sometimes it seems to be difficult to incorporate. This is one I struggle with. I tend to go, and I forget to
right.
stop and rest. But it's really good to connect with your source, and, you know, we can call source God or universe or whatever religion that we associate with, but it's so good for us to stop and reflect on our day and to, you know, be in a place of gratitude and breathing in and of itself changes the chemistry in our body. So if we take time to breathe in, count to four, breathe out, count to four, and do this for a minute, and then kind of sit and reflect for about 10 minutes, not really doing too much else, but being in a state of gratitude or positive thinking, that can actually change the the chemical makeup of our body from acidic to alkaline. And acidic is more on the end of, you know, where health problems start to happen. Alkaline is more optimal where healing starts to happen. And same with parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. When we take time to breathe, we can deactivate the sympathetic nervous system, which is all the stress and the anxiety and all of that. And, you know, then we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps us to rest, digest, heal, relax. And so it is really, really important to stop. In fact, I've heard my yoga instructor say that the resting part and the breathing part is the most important, more important than the exercise itself or the activity. It's better to be still. So that's part of being still.
Right. I like that. I like that a lot. And I like that ownership that you hold within it too, being able to explain that it's not just, come on, chill out, life's busy, take a breath. It's more of, no, there's actually things happening inside of you and how it's going to keep you healthy. And I love seeing that there's more perspectives, because so often we get caught up in just, oh, okay, checklist. And that's not what it's about. Yeah. It's actually making a pretty big impact. So can you talk a little bit about hydration and really what that means? We've gotten conflicting with people saying you can drink too much water, and then, you know, what it means to be drinking and how to measure that out.
You can. I mean, I always do the half your body weight in ounces per day is a good measure. But some people, they may need more, but you don't want to go overboard yet, because you can upset the sodium, potassium balance that you have in your body. But I love water, because water, if you do nothing else but drink filtered water, like if you change one thing, that would be the first thing I would do. Really, it would be, maybe I should have made that one number one.
Yeah.
but hydrating is amazing. I have a friend who's an emergency room nurse, and she said that over half of the people that come in, once they put an IV in their arm, they're fine. And so what that means is that so much of us are dehydrated, walking around trying to do everything that we need to do. So water is really the most important, and quality water. So I have a filtration system in my house. I always recommend a filtration system. There's different ones on the market. But, you know, if all you were to do for one habit that you wanted to change, again, I can't emphasize enough, would be to, you know, lose the soda pop if you drink that, and drink water. And if you need a flavoring, essential oils are great. You know, get orange or lemon, or, you know, some fruit grade quality essential oil, or you can put, you know, fruit in it directly. You know, there's different ways to get your water down, but get a good water bottle that you can measure, you know, that's like 32 ounces, and you say, okay, I weigh 120 pounds, so I'm going to drink two of these a day, which is about 64 ounces. So, you know, just to start to work on that is super. And people, I know just from hearing people that I started drinking water a long time ago, so it's hard for me to gauge it. But as far as, you know, enough water each day, but the people I hear from that stop, pop, and start drinking more water, they have huge health improvements, better, you know, better energy, better alertness. They just feel better all over. They have less pain, and the list goes on and on.
Right, it is. It's pretty powerful, and that's interesting to hear that the emergency doctor saying that, and it's something that people forget or take for granted and don't realize how powerful something as simple as water really can be. And I like it because your next tip talks about what you can do to lower your blood sugar and kill pathogens, and this is a neat tip. So talk about this tip that you've got.
Yeah, the apple cider vinegar is one thing you can put in your water. Now, it tastes a little bit sour. It tastes a little bit vinegary. But I usually don't put it in my water unless I kind of feel like I have something coming on. But it's a good preventative. So apple cider vinegar is, I mean, you can make it yourself, but you can buy the really best brand that I like that's available at Freddy's or New Seasons is Rank. And besides helping immunity, it has great digestive properties, so, you know, there's a lot of other benefits to using it. So I just put like a tablespoon in my 32-ounce water bottle when, you know, if I feel a cold coming on, or if I just kind of feel like I'm run down or whatever, just to kind of rev up my immune system. It really builds the immune system, and it helps to alleviate cold symptoms if you already have a cold. Again, it helps digestion, and it also can lower cholesterol and help with weight loss. So, I mean, beyond the immunity point. It's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of good benefits, that's for sure. And is that also when you talk about eating probiotic foods, what you're saying is, you know, there's all these things you can add to drinks and there's probiotic foods. Can you explain what it means, the probiotic? It's a used word on different commercials, but it's a matter of what does it actually really mean?
It is. You know, and you see the TV commercials, like the yogurt commercials, and they say, oh, there's probiotics in this. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the yogurts that you buy are also really high in sugar, which we kind of want to avoid.
Right.
So probiotics, the way they're advertised and what we see that way, and really the way probiotics are, it's kind of tricky. I mean, I do take a probiotic supplement, and that's a hard one to find a good one in the store, because probiotics are live bacteria, and over time they die off and they aren't as potent. So if you buy them at the store, you need to be careful. So if anyone listening has any specific questions, I can kind of head you in the right direction. But I take probiotics once in a while. Usually it's if I feel I have a cold coming on or something, but I prefer to just eat the probiotic food, which is better. My body knows how to assimilate it. There's nothing weird that might be in it from something I bought at the store, so to speak. So, you know, an easy way to get probiotic food is to buy, listening to people out there, you know, you might be going, oh my gosh, no, I'm never going to make this stuff. I'm way too busy. I totally understand that. What's really cool about where we live in Oregon and in the Portland area and the kind of the day and age where people are kind of going back to what we used to do as far as food goes.
Right.
There's so many choices out there. You can find people that make this stuff. They make it. People at the farmers markets around town are a great place. There's lots of kombuchas on the market that you can get Fred Meyer or New Season. So I would say kombucha is a perfect one. It's kind of expensive. So when you learn you can make kombucha super cheap, it might be something that you want to try.
Right. But
The probiotic food just has so much more of the live bacteria that we need in our guts. And our guts is really where the immunity starts. So if our guts are healthy, then we're going to have a better immune system and our brains will be less foggy and things like that. So sauerkraut is a great one. All of the ones I list in my, are like kefir, water kefir. You have to have some kefir grains to do that, but I've listed a spot where you can buy those. Sauerkraut's another easy thing that you can make at home. I make it, I love making it, and I sell it. So that's a solution as well. But you can also get, there's some great sauerkrauts on the market now, available at, I think Fred Meyer, Trader Joe's, New Seasons has them also. And I need to get mine in New Seasons.
Yeah.
So that's another story. So
absolutely, sounds good.
Yeah, it's just really important. Again, this is a deep subject, but to keep it simple, you know, people know I need to get some sort of probiotic food in my diet, and then maybe a supplement if I'm traveling, or you know, if I need an extra boost, or you know, if I'm going to be super busy and I don't have time to worry about making sure I eat sauerkraut with every meal that I eat or whatever, you know, then there's other things that we can do, or I can recommend some, you know, good quality supplements.
I like that.
So did that answer your question about the importance of probiotic food?
Absolutely, actually. I think it was really important. It was a lot more information. As I've been curious, we hear it on the marketplace, but a lot of times the clarity isn't there and the value of what it means to have that. And that's why I'm loving what you have of different tips and like even taking vitamin D3. What does vitamin D3 do for us?
Vitamin D is like the sunshine vitamin, I like to call it.
Right.
But good question. Vitamin D... it's really, I always encourage people to, if they're having health issues, to get their vitamin D tested, because low, low levels of vitamin D are make us sick. I mean, we kind of get low energy, and people that have low vitamin D are more susceptible to inflammatory diseases, cancers, things like that. So vitamin D is kind of the magic vitamin, and it's really huge for immunity. And you can boost up your vitamin D if you get sick. And, I always recommend taking a basis of vitamin D, but not all year round. I found that I get in the sun in the summertime, so 6 or 7 months out of the year where we are is important, just because we're not as much, you get, you know, there's not as much sun, our skin isn't exposed to the sun. And, you know, that's a whole other issue or topic, subject, I should say, about sun exposure. But safe sun exposure is not getting burned, of course, and really being able to assimilate the sun's energy onto our skin. That's the best kind of vitamin D that we can get. But in the winter, we don't get it here. So the vitamin D3 is the best.
Right, and that's so important because, yeah, all climates need different amounts. So, you know, you and I are in the Northwest where we're used to not seeing the sun as much at different times of the year. And then there's people that have the sun all the time. And I know there's people that have to move because they need more sun in order to be healthier for whatever health conditions they're challenged with. So it's nice to know there's vitamins out there to help kind of balance that out too.
Yep, it's the snowbird thing. I mean, lots of people leave their northern hemisphere homes in the winter to go where the sunshine is because of this very reason. It's definitely a health concern. So
very true. Well, and I just took my last fish oil and I was like, good reminder, I gotta go buy my bottle again. Literally just finished it. So this has been a great experience personally for me and learning how important the fish oil was with my naturopath. So I'm very excited that you're going to be talking about this and sharing a little bit more, and the quality is truly key. I did hear a lot about that. So please share what it is about fish oil. It took me a little to agree to taking it, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah, fish oil is, well, what I learned from my naturopath is that everyone should be taking fish oil and probiotics for the rest of their lives because it's just something that we need and, you know, would really definitely benefit us. So fish oil is really, it's like vitamin D. It's so important. What it does is it reduces inflammation, and inflammation in the body definitely has an effect on our immunity. The more inflamed you are, the less effective that your immune system can be. So I can't stress it enough. It's omega-3s, and those have, again, so many advantages. I think mainly the main one is the inflammation. You know, it's about getting the balance. We have so many, especially in our diets, we have, you know, with the chips and the packaged food and stuff like that. I mean, we all get into those. Even I get into those sometimes. So you can balance that out with the omega-3. So the omega-6s are the like the vegetable oils, like the sunflower oil, the soybean oil, the canola oil, some of which are genetically modified, which is a whole other topic. Again, I mean, this is, you know, deep subject stuff.
Yes.
But we counteract that with the omega-3, so we balance that out with the omega-3. So it's just more about having a balance in your system and being able to, you know, kind of fight what you do, you know, the damage you do with the other.
Right, yeah, you kind of balance out what choices you make. Some are good, some aren't good, and some help balance out the both. So it actually does make a difference.
So fish oil does that, and the reason why is because it has the omega-3 in it. So anything with omega-3... you know, omega-3 foods that you can eat as well, like salmon, flaxseed is really good. Those are some food ideas other than supplements. But, yeah, be careful with the supplements. You don't want to get any supplements with a bunch of, you know, stuff.
Exactly.
Extra stuff in it. You know, you want to have it be a good form of fish as well because, you know, fish can be contaminated. So,
right.
Just ask for, you know, referrals. I can help with that or, you know, consult your naturopath.
Good. No, that really, really helps. And then you talk about elderberry syrup. I have no idea what this is. So I'm excited for you to share.
Elderberries are awesome.
I know what elderberries are,
They grow in Oregon, actually, and they grow all over, really, North America, but a lot of them grow here, which is really cool. So I don't remember where I learned about elderberry syrup, but elderberry syrup is a huge antiviral. So it's a really good flu remedy, and it's also a good flu deterrent. So when I found that out, yeah, and it's delicious too.
Oh, good.
So you have to cook the berries. You can't just eat them. So you can order berries and make them. There's some great elderberry syrups on the market. What's good about making your own is that you can make it with, you know, whole raw honey, and you do want to sweeten them because they're pretty bitter. They're kind of like cranberries. But
right.
So you just, you know, if you make them, you boil the berries down, and then you add your honey, and then you're good to go, and you take a tablespoon a day. Or you can buy it. And I put a couple of suggestions on buying it. You can also get some good elderberry syrups at New Seasons or Fred Meyer. So it's not hard to find.
Right.
You know, when you start looking at the prices, I don't know. I'm sure it's more expensive to make it yourself, but not everybody has that time or has even the desire to be in the kitchen. But it is, it's delicious. I eat it on my oatmeal in the morning and I love it. You know, and if you end up getting sick or get a virus or get the flu, then you can up it, you know, take a tablespoon instead of a day, take one every 3 hours until, you know, your symptoms kind of go the other direction.
That's good though, because, you know, every once in a while those bugs kind of knock you, and if you have something that's better for you than some of these medications that actually almost make you feel sicker in the process, so it's
right.
Nice.
Yeah, all this stuff is like no side effects and tons of water again.
Right. Absolutely. So coconut oil pull. So I've heard about coconut oil, but what's the pull part?
So the pull is when you put it in your mouth, and you swish it around, and some people listening may have heard of this, some people don't. I actually started doing it to help my oral health. But it's a strong blood cleaner. So basically the idea is that you put the oil in, and you can use sesame oil, which is the original oil pulling oil, or you can use olive oil. I just found that coconut oil is white and I prefer to have white in my mouth than brown because, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things, we don't like white teeth, right?
Exactly.
So, but what the idea is that, within 20 minutes, if you have the oil in your mouth and you're swishing it around like you would, you know, anything else, mouthwash or whatever, you put your mouth here, you know, swishing it between your teeth. The capillaries in your mouth are super small, and so within 20 minutes, your blood has gone completely through your body and through your mouth. So pulling means you're pulling out all the toxins.
Oh, okay.
Toxins, you know, not all of them, I'm sure,
right.
But you're pulling
absolutely
the toxins from your blood, you're pulling toxins out of your mouth, you're killing bacteria, you're killing viruses, and, you know, the ones that cause cavities. And coconut oil is also a strong antibacterial, strong antiviral, so it's going to help with the immune system, because where do we get all our colds and our flu and stuff? It's always really through the transfer of hand to mouth, hand to nose. So if we're, you know, kind of keeping that area clean, gosh, I should have put wash hands on this list too. But it's not really building immunity, I guess. So, yeah, so that's where the coconut oil comes in with building immunity. It's just another way to kind of keep yourself clean.
I like that. That really does make a difference.
Yeah, and then eating it is fantastic too. Raw coconut oil is really good for you in small amounts. I don't want to, you know, say eat lots and lots, you know, tons of fat, but, you know, the good fats are good, and this is one of the good fats. You can cook with it. You can put it. I make these wonderful Nature Sweetie energy bites, and I put coconut oil in those, and they're just delicious. So,
absolutely. No, that's
anyway.
Good. I like that. And then what is the pure colloidal silver and oregano oil? So what would you do with that?
Those, the silver, I would just recommend, on that one, we're kind of getting into more of a remedy that I might steer people to talk to their naturopath about. I learned about silver on my own research, and I asked my naturopath about it, and he was, you know, fine with it. These are medicines that you want to use really only when you need them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just treat them with respect. But silver is, it's actually the mineral silver, and you want to make sure you get pure colloidal silver, which is, I have a link here from a reputable company. Some silvers are, you know, can be not as safe, so you just want to be careful that
okay.
way. But silver basically acts as an antibiotic. And so I wouldn't recommend taking it unless you have some sort of a bacterial infection.
Uh-huh.
Some people take it for maintenance for their immune system. I do not. I'm kind of a believer of, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Our
right.
bodies will kind of gravitate back towards health on their own. We just want to push them a little, you know, if we can. But I just thought I'd mention this one because antibiotics are so overused and now they're not working as well as they
right.
used to.
Right. True, true.
Yeah, without citing sources, I can find them if necessary, but I've read that people are using silver in conjunction with antibiotics to boost their potency, so to speak. But that's what oregano oil does as well. It's just a different, you take silver internally, or you can use it in a spray bottle and use it for, you know, spray it up your nose for a sinus infection. It works really well for that.
Hmm.
You know, people typically take antibiotics for their sinus infections. And,
right.
And silver's a way that you don't need to do that. So kind of a personal personal story about that, success story, as I went to New Seasons a few years back, and my husband had a sinus infection for, I kid you not, 6 weeks, and he didn't go to the doctor, and he's like, I have to do something. So I went there looking for a sinus remedy that I purchased before, and the gal there said, have you ever tried silver? And I said, no. And she said, seriously, this stuff is the best. And so I bought him the spray bottle one, and he used it for, I think, 3 days, and it was completely gone.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, you know, you can go to New Seasons and buy it. You can order the New Seasons brand. Oh, gosh. I can't remember that, but it's Sovereign. It's Sovereign Silver, if we want to remember that one.
Okay.
But, yeah, great brand. It's a little more expensive than going to Utopia Silver and buying. But, you know, if you just have a sinus infection and you want to avoid going to the doctor, you want to avoid those antibiotics this time, then, you know, you can go grab those. But when you, just as a side note, when you take those, they do act like antibiotics, so they do wipe out some of your bacteria, which puts us back to probiotics, which means when you take that, you know, a couple hours after you take it, you should eat some probiotic food or take a probiotic supplement or something to kind of replenish that, if that makes sense.
That does make sense, yeah.
On the oregano oil, oregano oil is really strong. Some people take it internally, but I would steer people back towards their healthcare professionals or naturopaths are going to know much more about it than regular doctors. But around here, we use it on our feet, so we mix a little oregano oil in some coconut oil, and then just rub it on our feet, and feet absorb it in really well, and it gets into your system that way without the burn, you know, that you would have to incur if you were taking it by mouth.
Oh.
And this is effective, yeah.
That's interesting.
And that's for bacterial. It's also antiviral.
Yes.
The oregano oil, and it's fantastic. You can also rub it on your neck if you have a sore throat or, you know, if you have a strep throat. But, again, kind of steer people back towards their doctors with
absolutely.
What you do. But, you know, just know that there's some other things out there that we can turn to if we do end up getting sick and not having to wipe out all of our good immunity, which is in our gut, which is what happens when we take antibiotics. So that's why I threw that one in there.
You know, it was a good one to add in because it tends to be, you know, gosh, I had to go pick up just some regular medication for my daughter, and I was like, this line is crazy long, and
yeah.
It's amazing how many people are there for stuff they probably don't even really need, and it's stuff that we have to step back and really think, what are we putting into our bodies? I love that the world we live in is getting closer to back to local and being aware of what you're consuming, and even as simple as your comment of just saying, buy stuff that doesn't have a label on it. It's like, oh, well, that makes sense. In other words, it's not in a plastic container. In other words, it hasn't been going through a processing plant and, you know, shipped through, and really is just full of food coloring and fillers. But sometimes it can be so overwhelming to do all the changes. So to have a list of options to kind of pull at and live out. And then you've included lots of great links and things so people can do their own research, but it gives them a point to start researching and making some sense out of it. But it is a lot of information. But thankfully now we're getting people like yourself that had a personal experience and needed to find a solution. And so hence, this has really brought you forward, and it's very inspiring. I'm like, ooh, maybe I could share that idea with another person, and it's just, you start to kind of snowball your information, because as you're reading it, I'm thinking different people these things can relate to on top of myself, and that's where the inspiration really multiplies.
Right, and I guess what it's about, too, is just building a network of people so that you have in the back of your mind, I know who to call if I have a minor issue that I might be able to do something natural for myself, rather than run down to the doctor or just to get some reassurance, then that's what we're doing here. We're building that.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, that sense of community.
Yeah, I love being a resource, and of course we are more motivated when we have something happen to us that doesn't feel good. We feel pain. We have something weird going on inside of us. Of course, we're much more motivated at that point. That's kind of how my whole story was born. But it's all good because then I did all the research and I can now share, and that's really exciting. And again, I can't stress that, you know, keep it simple. There's 10 steps here. That's a lot.
Yeah.
one bite at a time. This is what I've learned has been 8 years, you know, coming, and I still learn stuff. I still go, oh my gosh, really? I mean, every day I learn something new.
That's what it's about. It's a neat process, and it shows through how you live your life and what you give to others. And I'm super excited because on top of everything, you're actually giving some wonderful gifts away to our just amazing audience. I'm so touched by the people that take time out of their busy lives to say, I want to hear what somebody cared enough to create for me. And they listen and then they implement, and then that ripple keeps continuing. So what are the wonderful gifts that you have for our listeners to get from you afterwards?
Absolutely. Well, I have three. So the first one would be my product, which is at naturesweetie.com. I do these yummy, I mentioned earlier, gluten-free and grain-free treats that I call Nature Sweetie Energy Bites. And then I also make and sell sauerkraut. And the sauerkraut is not currently on my website, so don't let that fool you. But I'll do $30 of product for $15.
Wow, that's huge.
Second one, yeah.
Yeah,
and the second one would be a 30-minute just kind of brainstorming session with a person on how to, you know, just kind of, you know, what we're talking about here on immunity, or just where to start, or, you know, I can just, you know, share the information that I have and you know, give that person that information. And then the third one would be, you know, a 30-minute consult on how to make something like, let's kind of focus on what I have here. So make sauerkraut, make kefir, make some sort of probiotic food, or make bone broth or chicken broth or something like that.
Right.
Something that would help, you know, help them, how do I do this and how do I incorporate it, kind of a thing, and just kind of teach them, you know, a quick way to do it so it takes away the fear of, you know, the fear of, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time to do this, and it's not so super hard.
You know, I appreciate that you broke it all down. My family has totally chowed on your bites. Every time I pick them up from you, my kids stole them and they try to run off and give them to friends that have special needs of eating. And then they laugh and they go, oh, hold on, Mom, this is really good and we don't have any special needs to eat. So it's nice. The bites are awesome because it's that whole, because they're gluten-free, right? Aren't your bites?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so my kids would take them to their gluten-free friends. And so it was really funny, and they were trying to bribe them off me. And then, so, I mean, those have never, ever lasted in our house very long because they get chowed down very quickly. And it's all that healthy energy and really quality work that you put into it, but it's all for the better health. And I really appreciate that you're offering a great deal and that you're giving people a chance to kind of pick the gift that they want to claim, because just learning how to do things a little more and talking through it, or just brainstorming on what it is that they need to do, is super important. We need sometimes that little extra cheering on the side and walking the journey to make it so it's not so overwhelming and it actually gets done. Then it's like, wow, well, what else can I do? So building on that confidence is powerful.
Exactly. Inspiring us to move forward. Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I thank you for this. I know our listeners are excited. And do you have any words to send us off with as we wrap up?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday season, and you know, just do the best you can, and try, you know, try one thing at a time. I'd say that's the best advice I can give you, so you don't get discouraged.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because sometimes we need that permission to know that we're doing something good. Too many people feel like if they don't do it all, then they won't even try. And so just start with one and then build on from there. As that becomes more comfortable and natural, then you pick the next thing and it will build on it very fluidly for you and very empowering. And you're going to see the results. So you're going to want to add the next thing when you're ready.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jacqueline.